Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive. This time around, we are exploring some super fascinating findings from the 2024 Accelerate State of DevOps report.
Yeah, this report is amazing. It's like getting a backstage pass to see what's really happening in the world of software development. They surveyed tons of people, did a bunch of in-depth interviews, and you know, the one thing that just jumps out at you is AI.
AI.
Yeah.
It's like AI went from science fiction to just like everyday reality almost overnight.
It really did. It feels like we blinked and suddenly everyone's talking about AI-powered tools and platforms.
Exactly. And this report really drives that point home big time.
For sure. The report actually states that 81% of organizations are like shifting their priorities to incorporate AI into their, you know, applications and services.
Wow, 81%. That's huge.
It is. It's across the board, too. Not just, you know, the usual suspects in the tech industry. Even industries that are, you know, traditionally slower to adopt new tech, they are jumping on the AI bandwagon.
It is kind of like everyone woke up one morning and was like, we need an AI strategy like right now?
Pretty much. I think a lot of it comes down to competition. You know, organizations and even individual developers are starting to feel like AI proficiency is like the price of entry to stay competitive.
And that makes sense. Nobody wants to be left behind in the AI gold rush. Yeah. But okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Does all this AI hype actually translate into real benefits?
Well, the report has some really positive findings, especially when it comes to individual developers. Like, they found that a 25% increase in AI adoption is linked to a 2.1% increase in individual productivity.
Wait, so you're saying that using AI is actually making developers more productive?
Yeah, that's what the report suggests.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more. How does that work?
The report talks about what they call the vacuum hypothesis. Basically, AI can help automate or speed up a lot of the tasks that developers, you know, typically spend time on, like debugging or documentation.
Right.
So AI is like creating a vacuum of extra time for them to focus on more strategic work.
I love that AI is a time-saving superhero. So what kind of strategic work are we talking about here? What's filling that vacuum?
Well, it's things like designing better solutions, you know, improving the user experience, thinking more about the big picture instead of getting bogged down in the nitty-gritty details.
Okay, so AI is boosting productivity and freeing up developers to focus on higher value work. That's definitely a win. But what about the actual development process itself? How is AI impacting the way we build software?
Well, the report highlights some pretty impressive improvements across the board. For example, we see a 7.5% increase in documentation quality.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. And a 3.4% increase in code quality, code reviews. And approvals are getting faster, too.
So AI is making code reviews less painful and approvals faster. Everyone wins. But hold on. The report also mentions a surprising downside to all this. AI goodness. Apparently, AI adoption is actually hurting software delivery performance.
Yeah, it is a little counterintuitive, right? You'd think with all these improvements, delivery would get faster and smoother, but that's not what the data is showing.
So we're building things better, but actually delivering them slower.
Kind of. It seems like the improvements in the development process aren't translating into improvements in the delivery pipeline yet.
Okay, so that's something to keep an eye on for sure. But this is all really fascinating stuff, and I'm already starting to think about how we can apply these insights to our own work.
Me too.
Yeah.
This report is just full of thought-provoking findings.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for a quick break. We'll be right back with more from the 2024 Accelerate State of DevOps report and a deeper dive into some of these AI-related trends.
You know, it's interesting. The report also dives into how AI is impacting things at different levels, like, you know, teams, organizations, and even the products themselves.
Yeah, they found that AI is actually boosting team and organizational performance. But when it comes to product performance, well, it's not really moving the needle yet.
Right. It's like AI is helping us work better together, but those benefits haven't quite trickled down to the end user experience.
So we're getting better at building, but not necessarily better at what we're building. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It seems like we're still figuring out how to translate all this AI power into, you know, actual user value.
Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. But let's go back to platform engineering for a second. You know, the report has some interesting points about how platform engineering and AI can work together, but also some potential downsides to watch out for.
Yeah, one thing they emphasized was the need to monitor change instability really closely when you are implementing a platform engineering strategy.
Change instability.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, who wants a platform that's constantly breaking down?
Exactly. It can lead to a lot of frustration and even burnout for developers if they're constantly dealing with a shaky platform.
So how do we avoid that pitfall? How do we build platforms that are, you know, stable and reliable, but also empower developers to do their best work?
I think the key is to approach platform engineering with a user-centric mindset. You know, make sure that the platform is designed to make developers' lives easier, not harder.
Right. It should be a tool that helps them, not hinders them.
Exactly. The goal is to create a smooth and enjoyable developer experience, not a rigid and frustrating one. And that brings us to another really important point that the report highlighted: user centricity.
Ah, user centricity.
Yeah.
The holy grail of software development, you know,
yeah.
Happy users, happy business. But how does that tie into all this AI and platform engineering talk?
Well, the report found that a user-centered approach can actually amplify the benefits of both AI and platform engineering.
Really?
Yeah. They found that it leads to increased productivity, reduced burnout, higher job satisfaction, and of course, better product quality.
Wow. So focusing on the user is like the secret ingredient that makes everything work better.
It kind of is. It gives everyone a shared goal, something to rally around, and it helps ensure that all these new technologies are actually being used to, you know, create real value for people.
I love this, like injecting a dose of meaning and purpose into the whole software development process. But speaking of things that can make or break the development process, let's talk about stable priorities.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. The report was very clear that unstable organizational priorities can wreak havoc on developer well-being.
No surprise. Their constantly shifting priorities are like the ultimate productivity killer and a recipe for burnout.
Totally. It's like trying to hit a moving target. You never quite know what you're supposed to be aiming for.
Exactly. But here's the thing that I found really interesting. The report also found that while stable priorities are good for developers, they can actually hurt delivery performance.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, right?
I know. How can having a clear direction lead to slower delivery?
Well, one theory is that organizations with really stable priorities may already have pretty solid products, so there's less need for frequent changes.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's also possible that stability leads to larger, less frequent releases, which can make delivery seem slower, even if it's not actually less efficient.
So it's not always about speed for speed's sake. It's about finding the right pace for sustainable development and delivering real value to users.
Absolutely. And that's where transformational leadership comes in.
Ah, leadership, the glue that holds it all together. So what does transformational leadership look like in the age of AI and all these rapidly changing technologies?
Well, the report actually breaks it down into five key dimensions.
Okay, hit me with it.
Vision supportive leadership, inspirational communication, intellectual stimulation, and personal recognition.
Wow, that's quite a list. So basically, it's about being a leader who inspires, empowers, and most importantly, listens to their team.
Exactly. And the data shows that it really works. The report found that increasing transformational leadership by 25% can lead to a 9% boost in employee productivity.
That's huge, and I bet it does wonders for morale, too.
Absolutely. Transformational leaders are the ones who can create a positive and supportive environment where people feel valued and motivated to do their best work, even in the face of all this technological change.
So it's not just about adopting the latest tools and technologies. It's about creating a culture where people can thrive and where innovation can flourish.
It's about the human element.
Yeah.
You know?
The human element. Yeah. That's what it all comes down to in the end. And I think this report does a great job of reminding us of that.
I agree. It's easy to get caught up in all the technical details, but at the end of the day, it's about people building software for other people.
And building it in a way that's sustainable and enjoyable for everyone involved.
Right. It's about finding that sweet spot where we can leverage the power of technology without losing sight of our own humanity.
Well said. And with that, I think it's time to shift gears and talk about another important aspect of modern software development: cloud adoption.
Ah, the cloud. It's become such an integral part of the software development landscape. But the report highlights some interesting nuances there as well.
Yeah, it seems like simply moving to the cloud isn't enough. You have to actually embrace a cloud-native approach to really reap the benefits.
That's right. It's not just about lifting and shifting your existing infrastructure to the cloud. It's about fundamentally changing the way you think about and build software.
So it's about being in the cloud, but also being of the cloud, if that makes sense.
Exactly. It's about leveraging the unique characteristics of the cloud to achieve greater agility, scalability, and efficiency. Things like on-demand self-service resource pooling, rapid elasticity, you know, all the good stuff that the cloud has to offer.
Yeah, if you're not taking advantage of those things, you're basically just paying for a more expensive server room in the sky.
Pretty much, you're missing out on the true potential of the cloud.
Okay, so cloud adoption, like AI and platform engineering, requires a thoughtful and strategic approach. It's not just a matter of flipping a switch.
Nope. It's about understanding the nuances, adapting your processes, and ensuring that you're truly harnessing the power of this transformative technology.
Right. And that can feel overwhelming sometimes with all these new technologies and trends emerging all the time. It's hard to know where to even begin.
But you know what? The report actually offers a pretty optimistic perspective on all this change. It emphasizes the importance of embracing a mindset of continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that it's not about reaching some mythical state of perfection. It's about constantly learning, adapting, and getting a little bit better each day.
Exactly. It's about seeing change as an opportunity for growth and innovation.
So it's a journey, not a destination. And on this journey, we're armed with data, guided by user centricity, and empowered by transformational leadership. That's actually starting to make me feel a bit more optimistic about the future of software development, even with all the complexities.
I feel the same way. It's an exciting time to be in this field, and I'm eager to see how these trends continue to unfold.
Me too. But where do we go from here? How do we take all these insights and translate them into action?
Well, that's where the report's final recommendations come into play.
Okay. I'm all ears.
They encourage organizations to, you know, replicate their research-run experiments, gather their own internal data to see how these trends are playing out in their own context.
So it's about becoming data-driven detectives in our own organizations, uncovering the clues that will help us unlock the full potential of AI, platform engineering, and user-centric development.
Exactly. It's about taking these insights, turning them into hypotheses, and then testing those hypotheses in the real world.
And then sharing what we learn with the wider community.
Absolutely. The more we share our experiences and learnings, the faster we can all evolve and improve.
I love that it's like we're all on this grand adventure together, and the report is our trusty map.
A map that's constantly being updated. I might add, this is a field that never stands still.
That's for sure. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive packed with insights that I know will be incredibly valuable for our listeners. But before we wrap up, I think it's important to acknowledge that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. AI, platform engineering, user centricity, transformational leadership. These are all huge topics, and we've only just scratched the surface.
But hopefully we've laid a solid foundation for understanding the key trends and challenges shaping the future of software development.
I think so. And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Each organization, each team, each individual needs to find their own path, their own balance, their own way of harnessing the power of these transformative technologies.
So it's about taking these insights, experimenting, learning, and adapting them to our own unique context. And that brings us to our final thought for our listeners. How can you, as individuals and as teams, embrace the spirit of continuous improvement and embark on your own journey of exploration and discovery in the world of software development?
That's a great question to leave them pondering. It's a call to action, really.
It is. It's not enough to just passively absorb this information. We need to actively engage with it, experiment with it, and figure out how it applies to our unique situations. After all, that's what the DOOR report is all about, encouraging us to be active participants in shaping the future of software development.
Yeah, it really is a call to action. You know, it's not enough to just kind of sit back and, you know, listen to us talk about this stuff. We really want people to, you know, take this information and run with it.
Absolutely. This report is packed with so many insights, but it's not like a, you know, a recipe book. It's more like a launch pad for new ideas and experiments.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, here's a map of the terrain, but, you know, you still have to choose your own adventure.
And blaze your own trail.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so exciting. You know, we're not just passengers on this AI-powered train. We actually have the ability to, you know, steer it in the direction we want to go.
We have the power to shape the future, not just react to it.
Exactly. And, you know, it all comes back to that question we posed to our listeners. How can you embrace continuous improvement? How can you, you know, take these insights and turn them into action?
Yeah. What are some concrete steps people can take to really make a difference in their own work?
Well, first things first, I would say, you know, dive into the report itself. There's so much rich detail in there, so many real world examples and case studies. It's like a treasure trove of inspiration.
So homework assignment number one, read the report. But let's not stop there. What else can our listeners do to, you know, really put these insights into practice?
Experiment, experiment, experiment. You know, don't be afraid to try new things in your own teams and organizations. Run some small experiments. See what works. See what doesn't, you know, embrace that kind of learning by doing mentality.
Yeah, it's all about being data driven, you know, using data to test hypotheses, to validate your assumptions, and to constantly iterate and improve.
And don't forget to share what you learn, you know, talk to your colleagues. present your findings at conferences, blog about it, tweet about it. The more we share our knowledge, the faster we can all move forward.
Absolutely. So read, experiment, collaborate. Right. Those are our marching orders for today. But maybe we could leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question, something to really, you know, spark their imagination and challenge their assumptions.
I like that. What do you have in mind?
Let's see. Well, the report does a fantastic job of, you know, connecting all these technical advancements to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds us that AI is not just changing how we build software. It's changing how we work, how we think, even how we interact with each other.
That's so true.
So the question that I keep coming back to is this: how can we harness the incredible power of AI while also preserving and nurturing our own humanity?
Wow, that's a really profound question. I don't know if there's an easy answer to that, but it's definitely something we need to be thinking about very carefully.
It is. It's about finding that balance, you know, between technological advancement and human well-being, between efficiency and creativity, between automation and ingenuity.
It's a delicate dance, for sure, and it's a dance that we're all learning together.
Well said. Well, folks, that's a wrap for our deep dive into the 2024 Accelerate State of DevOps Report. We hope you found this conversation as insightful and thought-provoking as we did.
And we hope you'll join us next time for another deep dive into the latest trends and challenges shaping the world of software development.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And most importantly, keep that human connection at the heart of everything you do.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us, everyone.